All right. Without further ado, Ed Birmingham is our chapter president for the Illinois Association of Blind Merchants, and he's going to give you an annual report.
I should have no trouble keeping this under 5 minutes. Some of the things that IABM has been doing recently, I don't know if you guys know, but we sponsor Christmas parties. And the first one we've got coming up is for the students who attend the Illinois School for the Visually Impaired, along with the residents of the Mary Bryan Home. And that party will be in Springfield on December 3rd, which is a Wednesday, at the Northfield Inn. The cost is $25. It's a great dinner. It's a great event. There's entertainment, karaoke. The kids seem to get a real kick out of it, as do the Mary Bryan folks. If you'd like to make a donation to help IABM offset the cost of this party, we'll be more than welcome to take those. No amount is too small or too large. Just call the office, and we'd be more than happy to direct you on how to do that. Our number there is 312-663-0288. Everyone is invited, so all of you in the Springfield area, if it's something you think you'd like to do, we'd be more than welcome to have you. And then for those of you in the Chicago area, our Christmas party will be this year on Friday, December 12th at Pazzo's Restaurant at 23 East Jackson. The cost of that party is $40. Again, everyone's invited, so if you're in the Chicago area and you'd like to hang out for a night, that's from 5 to 8. We'd be more than happy to have you. It is a fun party. We're a fun group, let me tell you. Usually we have a toga party, but we... We didn't do that this year. Anyway, some of the other things we got going on, we were very pleased. IABM was able, our board of directors voted to give NFBI a $500 scholarship to help one or more individuals attend this year's state convention. So I hope, I'm not sure who was the recipient of that, if anyone this year. If not, I'm sure it'll be. Oh, okay. Well, congratulations to you. We're very happy to do that. We're very committed to being a good partner with NFBI. Which one? Springfield? Yeah, but the one in Chicago or Springfield? Chicago is Friday, December 12th from 5 to 8 p.m. No, that would be Saturday. It's funny you say that, though, because originally when I booked this, I told the guy Friday the 13th, and then I had to go back and look, so I'm pretty sure it is the 12th. Yes. And then also, real quickly, I want to thank Denise Avant, Dave Meyer, and Patty Chang. They attended our food show / training last Friday night at the Sheraton in Rosemont. Denise was kind enough to help our vendors, you know, answer any questions. We're trying to get them involved with their affiliates. They're kind of a slow-moving group from time to time, and so she was nice enough to answer any questions. Dave was... showing everyone about Newsline, demonstrating that, so we appreciate them taking time out of their busy schedules to join us. And then last but not least, I know she's too modest to say anything, and she's kind of quiet and shy, but IABM was very proud to present an award to outgoing President Patty Gregory Chang for her commitment to the Illinois Blind Vendors and her dedication to the NFB. So. It really was it was a great opportunity for us, and I know she'd never say anything about that. But in all seriousness, and I do mean this because I like to goof around a lot, but everyone in this room, from the day that we switched organizations and went from RSVA to NFB, you guys have gone out of your way to welcome the vendors. You've gone out of your way to include the vendors. And we really, really do appreciate it. I mean, it's been a great experience. The 4 years have gone by very fast. And I just want to thank everyone in this room. And Denise, you know, I know you're going to be the next one in charge. And, you know, anything you need, you just holler. We'd be more than happy to help you out. So thank you.
We're going to go downstate for our next report. Our chapter that's closest to it.
Can we?
We could.
Is my mic working? All right, Debbie, I'm going to see if I can help you, girlfriend, but don't know. We're going to give away a box of chocolates. and a $10 gift certificate to Darden from Dave and Teresa Meyer, and one of the mugs. So I'm going to reach in here and see if I pull your name. We'll see. No, sorry, Debbie, because this is going to Steve Hostalis.
All right, I know Steve's in the room. This chapter is the furthest south that we go, almost Missouri. So we have a relatively new chapter president, Brian Sumner.
Okay.
You want the podium or you want that table mic?
I'm fine right here.
All right.
Can anybody hear me all right?
Yep.
Not really. Can you go?
Okay, unfortunately, we have not been able to do much this year because either due to bad weather or else people are out of town or sick or I'm working. So we were only able to meet once, like in August. We had a good meeting. We are going to have another one next week at Fisher's Restaurant in Belleville at 11:30. So if anybody of you are from Springfield or Jacksonville want to come down, you're more than welcome to do so. We do have a new member named John Brayfield. He is in the vendors program. He unfortunately could not make it this time because of other commitments, but we are very pleased to have him, and he's going to be a very good asset. And I also have a list from state that I found out that are very close to me, one's from Collinsville and a couple from O'Fallon. I'm going to call them this week and see if we can't get them to come. And other than that, we don't know what we're going to do for this coming year. We'll talk about that in the next few months and find out what we get to go from there. But otherwise, I want to thank everybody for the job well done for the convention, the Chicago chapter, Dave Meyer, Patty Chang. I want to congratulate you on your presidency.
Thank you.
And just thank everybody in the hotel that have done a great job. This is probably the best hotel that I've been for state convention.
I think that's definitely true.
Other than that, that's all I have for you for right now, so thank you very much.
All right, thank you, Brian. Let's take it back up north. Dave, are you near a mic?
I think so.
Okay.
Brian, I'm not sure. Does that table mic stretch over?
He's on the end, far left. Come on. You gotta slide it towards you, Dave. There it
goes. Okay. Thank you. You know, in Chicago, we've depended upon candy for our fundraising for a long time. However, everything has a way of coming to pass. Whoops, everybody out there?
Yeah.
Everything has a way of coming to pass. So we are kind of redefining our fundraising efforts. That's one of the big things that we've been on this year. Thanks to our state president, we had a very successful fundraiser through a place called Dick's Last Resort. Brought us about $1,000 or perhaps a little bit more. Mm-hmm. Also, thank you to all the chapter members who helped and participated. We had all of our other fundraising efforts were actually improved this year over the previous year. Our White Sox fundraiser that we generally do in August was about as well-received as any sports fundraiser that we've had over the last decade. Still is more to be done. Next week, we are doing a readathon, which will be held at our chapter headquarters from 1 until 4 on Saturday. Anybody who is interested in pledging, giving from this room, I'm actually reading. I will take your contributions and or pledges. In addition to the fundraising efforts, we continue to give presentations and do outreach at varying sites. This year we did Ike Rewood a couple of times, Blind Service Association, Second Sense, and Chicago State University. We also support the state organization with Chicago chapter members, for the most part, taking part in the Freedom Link program. You'll hear more about that later, I'm sure. And we also assist in funding different projects that are undertaken by Chicago members as a supplement to the state funding. This year, we assisted four folks to Washington Seminar. We will probably be doing the same for next year. And we continue to have, thanks to several individuals within the chapter, and in large part to one individual in particular, communications with the Chicago Transit Authority, with the Advisory Committee, with the PACE Advisory Committee, and with the City of Chicago regarding taxicab access. That, in a nutshell, is what we have been doing. We hope for bigger and better things to come. Thank you.
Thank you. Mary Grunewald has bags in the back. Please don't forget, she'd like to not carry them all back home. She has playing cards. I'm getting there. Print and braille playing cards, large print and braille. So let's take it back over west. Jay Blanchard, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hi, I'm Jay Blanchard, Blackhawk Chapter President.
You got to get close on those mics. Real close into them.
We amended chapter constitution to a two-year term for the board members and for the officers. Washington Seminar, we had two chapter members attend. Our two fundraisers are Birdie for Charity and Yonkers Community Days, and we also sell T-shirts now. We had a luncheon at TGI Fridays, the Cane Day. We had a luncheon at the venue in Moline. We had a table at the Low Vision Expo. A new thing we did this summer was we had a game day where we played Trivial Pursuit. We had a bowling event with a pizza party. The Day Foundation grant has purchased technology for two of our members. We have a cane bank. And we have purchased seven canes for people in our community, and it's a good way to get out the NFB, the word for the NFB. We have a stepping out program for junior and senior high school students. We've had guest speakers, VBS, IATP, and Andy Himes. And that's all I have for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Quick question.
I don't have the numbers right in front of me. Right now, I believe we have two students.
The last report I got from Lois was two.
That's good.
Do they come to your chapter
meeting? Yes, they do. Oh,
all right, let's do a door prize, and then we're going to go to our students. Brianna, you're still here?
Yeah.
Good. Right next to me. Yeah, I'll give up the podium.
Okay, we have one of the mugs. A windbreaker, and a scented candle. And
I want the mug so badly.
That That is Don Jordan. Are you in the room?
Yeah. Really?
Okay. All right.
I'd have pulled a couple back for you.
Oh my God!
A whole huge box of them.
Julie and I were talking about how badly we wanted the mugs.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Well, let's just pull it out back.
Okay. So this has been my first year of president of IABS, and I'm happy to report we've had led a number of successful events. Last spring, we held our first student seminar in conjunction with the parent-teacher seminar. This event was a huge success, and we had participation from Indiana students as well as Wisconsin students. We continued our partnership with the Indiana Student Division, and we planned and organized a summer student recruitment event called the Midwest Meetup, which was held at North Avenue Beach in Chicago this summer, and we had a great turnout at that. Under the leadership of Julia Chang, our fundraising committee launched a new fundraiser selling hats featuring the NFB logo in three different color options. This was funded in whole by the affiliate, which we will pay back once we break even, and we believe we may have done that this weekend. Under the leadership of Rose Sloan, we continued to grow and improve our mentoring committee. We reach out to students and young people to match them with a mentor who shares interests, be it a veteran of the affiliate or a peer mentor, because we believe students can learn from each other. Adrian Falconer has recently replaced Rose Sloan as the chair of this mentoring committee, and we look forward to seeing it continue with her. Last night, IABS presented two awards in excellence in teaching to teachers Maura Warren and Christine Galfano. This morning, we held elections, so I'd like to congratulate our new board members and thank and bid farewell to our outgoing members. Thank you.
You know, the students seem grateful that the affiliate supports the students, but my honest response to that is you are our future. If we don't support the youth, what's going to happen to this affiliate when the next generation is up and ready? Okay, so let's see. Leslie, are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Leslie has, I think, one of the hardest chapters to try and run. At-large is statewide. It meets telephonically other than at state convention. And she still finds a way to build relationships. So I'm going to let Leslie give you her report.
Okay, so this year for at-large, we're going... Thank you, Byron.
There you go.
For at-large, we are going strong. We have our meetings on the first Sunday of every month, and there have been at least over 10 people in attendance at each meeting. We've had the highest is like 18 people. We've had meetings that have consisted of 13 people, 15 people. It's really awesome, and I want to keep that energy and enthusiasm going. We do our annual get to know you dinner, at large dinner party, whatever you want to call it, every year at convention. And this year there were five of us total in attendance, and it was a lot of fun. So we hope to get more people coming in future years. And I did do something for Meet the Blind Month. I gave a presentation at my son Michael's preschool on Braille and the importance of Braille, and the kids really got a kick out of it. And they got to take home Braille alphabet cards and cards that I made up with their names on them. And I'm going to be doing another presentation, actually two more presentations, during the first week in November for a couple different classes at a preschool in Schaumburg. And we have at least, our membership is growing. Last time I checked, it was at least, 40 to 50 members. And And I wanted to let you guys know, too, on November 16th, I'm going to be playing cello in a concert. It's at St. James Cathedral at 65 East Huron Street. I'm going to be playing cello in a string quintet. And it's a free concert, so the more the merrier. I think that's about it for at large. I'm very pleased at how things are going. And we also did have our elections this year, and our board is the same. So everybody, just keep doing an awesome, awesome job. Thank you.
I want to get Sid Weiner to a convention. They have a guy on their board. Sid, he has a, I met him through a support group, but how old is Sid?
He's like 80,
I think he's our 89? Oldest sitting board member in the entire affiliate. Wow. Yeah, I mean, he's almost
he's cool.
90. And he is at every meeting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, every meeting.
And
he's
he
character.
Participates. He's,
yeah,
he's,
yeah, he's amazing. I hope I have that much energy at 89, let me tell you. All right, now I'm going to put Bill on, and then I'm holding our newest chapter for last, so I'm not picking on you, Modesto. All right, quick.
6 p.m.
All right, 6 p.m. is the concert. Bill, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
Go ahead, please.
Bill Reif, I am president of the Ferris Wheel Chapter, which serves the Springfield and Jacksonville areas. We are a small chapter, but we are a proud chapter. Many of you know me because I'm participating in so many other things other than presiding over what there is of my chapter in Springfield, but that is something that moving forward I intend to change. I am energized and enthused. I've participated. I am part of the 75 days campaign, and I've worked with Kevin and Richard Payne, and been delighted to be on calls with Everly. So it's good, and I also as part of building the federation, intend to be calling on Kate and Kate Lynham in the Springfield area and other people. So we have a lot of plans moving forward. As I say, this past year, there hasn't. We've kind of been in a transition stage this last year, but Charlene Elder continues to be our first vice president. She's active on the Blind Services Planning Council, and so with us, we're looking ahead at this time, you'll hopefully be hearing more about us in the months ahead. So, that's all I have to report. So,
okay, thank you. We'll do a door prize, and then I'm going to put on our Bloomington chat president. Deja Powell, can you come up? I need to ask you something, please. Modesto, go ahead, whenever you're ready.
We're going to, you did call for a door prize, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
We
have a mug from 1988, as well as a speaker, and that is going to go. Is Samantha Vile still?
Yes. No, she left. She's the
teacher, right? So she's not here. Okay. We'll draw again. Margaret Durall.
Thanks.
Not
no,
here.
No, she left.
Okay. Carol Sherman.
Rose's mom is.
Still here?
Okay.
Nope. Okay. Well, no, he's not here, so. Is Julie Roberts here? Did the Roberts leave?
No, they're not here. They left. They're gone.
Okay. One of these.
There's some of us here.
I know.
Yeah, there still are people in the room. In fact, at last count, there were still 51.
Sarah Luna, I know you're here.
Sarah? That she went. That's a surprise. She's
well,
a member.
Well, here's
of our
a man
board.
That I know. He's here. Byron.
Byron.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, we started the Bloomington chapter, and I think that Carius Apollo thought that he would be president for a good long time. But life happens, and it turns out that Carrie needed to move. And that was a really new chapter. And I have to tell you, I was a little bit nervous about whether we were going to be able to keep it going or not. Carrie talked to me about several different possibilities. And the Bloomington chapter ended up electing Modesto. Now, my guess is, Modesto, that you were a little bit trepidatious about this when it first happened. You were pretty new when you got elected chapter president, weren't you?
I was.
Yeah, but you have done a really, really bang-up job, and I love the level of enthusiasm. But I'm going to let you tell about all of what your chapter's been doing, so go ahead.
Well, thank you. Good morning, everybody.
Eat that mic, or swing it towards you, whatever you need to do.
Okay. Good morning, everybody. Can you hear me?
There you go.
Good morning. Yes. Like Patty said earlier, so. Okay. Yes, like Patty says, pretty much a new chapter, so, and a small chapter as well. And but we've been active. We've done several things in the community. One of the things we did, we had a blind awareness fair on the 20th of last month. So, and it was pretty interesting. We trying to reach out to the community, and some of the people that actually, or the entities that attended the blind awareness fair was the Life Seal, the Department of Rehabilitation Services. We also had... reading books,
mm-hmm.
Independent Science, a representative from the Lions, the Normal Lions Club, and also Bill Reed representing the Bell Program, and also as well as the news line. And it was a way to just try to reach out to the community to let them know about the NFB. And also, we're trying to recruit new members. Presently, we have about 5 people that we're trying to recruit into our chapter just to make it grow, which is very small. I do want to take the time to thank Carius Apollo, Charles Smith, Courtney Hummel, Bill Reeve, and also his wife, Roberta. She also helped us at the registration table. And we are also planning several fundraisers for this year. And also, we're going to do one of the shopping malls, we want to do a table just to get more information and hopefully recruit new members as well. Another thing that I did, we had a banner made with our new logo, and it turned out really, really nice. I really like it. And that's pretty much all I have at this point for you guys.
Okay. New and growing. Can I get a motion? Can I get a motion to approve our chapter reports?
So moved.
Got a move in a second. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed say nay. Thank you to all of our chapter presidents. I'm going to do a door prize. Then what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into my presidential report. And so, Glenn, you're going to need to be ready right after that. Would you like to go first? I mean, I'm ready if you're – either way is fine with me. Okay. Do the door prize and Glenn Nile debate.
I'm going
to
save the best for last.
All right. I won't be last. I'm still looking for Deja Powell.
That's the best.
Let's get the door prize out and then I'll put back.
We're going to give away our final box of chocolate, a mug, some potato peeling gloves, and what was else was there? And also a blanket. And that is going to go to Everardo Gamino, if he's in the room.
No, not in the room.
Okay.
Huh? Oh,
Has Dan Dwyer left?
Dan Dwyer's not here.
Dan Dwyer's here.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I was thinking okay. of Ed. Ed left. Dan, it, you're still here.
Guess it pays to...
Sorry, no cojones. I made it. All right, Dan. Mea culpa.